I heard McMurphy laughing and saw him out of the corner of my eye, just standing at the cabin door, not even making a move to do anything, and I was too busy cranking at my fish to ask him for help. Everyone was shouting at him to do something, but he wasn't moving. Even the doctor, who had the deep pole, was asking McMurphy for assistance. And McMurphy was just laughing. Harding finally saw McMurphy wasn't going to do anything, so he got the gaff and jerked my fish into the boat with a clean, graceful motion like he's been boat fishing all his life. He's big as my leg, I thought. Big as a fence post. He's bigger than any fish we ever got at the falls. He's springing all over the bottom of the boat like a rainbow gone wild. Smearing blood and scattering scales like little silver dimes, and I'm scared he's going to flop overboard. McMurphy won't make a move to help. Scanlan grabs the fish and wrestles it down to keep it from flopping over the side. The girl comes running up from below, yelling it's her turn, dang it, grabs my pole and jerks the hook into me 3 times while I'm trying to tie on a herring for her.
Chief, I'll be damned if I ever saw anything so slow. Ugh, your thumb's bleeding. Did that monster bite you? Somebody fix the chief's thumb. Hurry!
Here we go into them again,
George yells, and I drop the line off the back of the boat and see the flash of the herring vanish in the dark blue-gray charge of a salmon, and the line goes sizzling down into the water. The girl wraps both arms around the pole and grits her teeth.
Oh, no, you don't, tang you. Oh, no.
She's on her feet, got the butt of the pole scissored in her crotch and both arms wrapped below the reel and the reel crank knocking against her as the line spins out.
Oh, no, you don't.
She still got on Billy's green jacket, but that reel's whipped it open and everyone on board sees the t-shirt she had on is gone. Everybody gawking, trying to play his own fish, dodge mine slamming around the boat bottom. With the crank of that reel fluttering her breast at such a speed, the nipple's just a red blur. Billy jumps to help. All he can think to do is reach around from behind and help her squeeze the pole tighter in between her breasts until the reel's finally stopped by nothing more than the pressure of her flesh. By this time, she's flexed so taut and her breasts look so firm, I think she and Billy could both turn loose with their hands and arms and she'd still keep hold of that pole. This scramble of action holds for a space, a second there on the sea, the men yammering and struggling and cussing and trying to tend their poles while watching the girl, the bleeding, crashing battle between Scanlan and my fish at everybody's feet, the lines all tangled and shooting every which way with the doctor's glasses on a string tangled and dangling from one line 10 feet off the back of the boat, fish striking at the flash of the lens, and the girl cussing for all she's worth and looking now at her bare breasts, one white and one smarting red. And George takes his eye off where he's going and runs the boat into that log and kills the engine.